Are you a local business owner who's just stuck? Looking to scale your business? Maybe you're just burnt out. If your business needs you to survive, you don't own a business. You simply own a very stressful job. But don't worry, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Business Owner's Freedom Formula Show with your host, Paul Maskell.
Hey, what's up, fellow business owners? Thanks so much for coming to hang out today. This is episode 234 of the show. I am Paul Maskell, and I am here to help you crush chaos in your business so you can uncover the income and the freedom that you always knew was possible. In today's episode, I had the pleasure to interview John Hinkle. John is a man all about the shift principles, and if you don't know what that is, it's basically the principles to help you achieve the life that you want. Basically, go from where you are today to get to where you really want to go. And based on all of his experience in leadership, in business, and in life, he has the four life transitions that everybody experiences and how to master them. So really good in-depth conversation that I have with him. And lastly, one of the most powerful things I think that we chat about is how to turn your past failures into future successes. So if that sounds something like you need to listen to, definitely stay tuned. Before we jump in, though, to our interview, just a quick announcement. If you are a business owner who feels a little stuck, then you are in luck. Head on over to paulmaskell.com/pivot, P-I-V-O-T, to grab my free guide, How to Pivot When You've Plateaued, these six mistakes that you must avoid before you break through to the next level. These were the mistakes that I made, and I've seen way too many other business owners make. So I want you to avoid them before you get to where you really want to go. It'll help you get there much, much quicker. So maybe you're a business owner that has plateaued in the last couple of years and it's starting to feel like a job, or maybe you just can't find good help and the people you do hire don't work out, or you know there is so much untapped potential in your business, but you don't know what your next move should be. If any of those sound familiar, then there's no need to worry. I was there once before, and now I'm here to help you get to where you want to go because I know it is possible. Simply head on over to paulmaskell.com/pivot, but now into the main attraction with my interview with John Hinkle. Hey, what's up, business owner? Thanks so much for tuning in to episode 234 of the Business Owner's Freedom Formula Show. Today we have with us John Hinkle. After a successful career as a global corporate leader responsible for building some of the world's most notable brands, John began his own shift journey. It began when his career was unexpectedly upended through a corporate merger. The event became a pivotal time of questioning and reflection, which led to the discovery of five core principles he developed to master his own life and career change. It was during that same time that John began sharing these principles with many other mid-career people who he described as the working worried, men and women who no longer feel vital or safe in their careers, who, like John himself, want to take control of their futures, yet feel stuck, not knowing what steps to take to achieve the career and life they've longed to have. So that is John Hinkle. John, welcome. Thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I wish you would record that for me. You said it much better than I do.
Perfect. Well, you can have that audio when we are done. But we are here all about freedom. Obviously, it took you a little bit of time, but then you figured it out. You got that ultimate freedom. So what is your ideal view of ultimate freedom?
Well, you know, for me, I guess one thing, have a little bit of money in the pocket. You know, that's always necessary in life. But I think beyond that, I think my idea of freedom is really working with people who have a lot of potential and don't know how to get there, and being able to help them achieve those goals and doing it in a way that is true to myself and what I can bring. So to me, that's freedom, you know, finding my purpose and kind of living that purpose out.
Awesome. I love it. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that feel they were probably in that same boat, or they are in that same boat. They have a lot of potential. They feel a little bit stuck. So we're really going to focus on that, how your expertise can really, you know, help our listeners, inspire our listeners. But before we dive into all the good stuff that you have to share, just give our listeners, you know, a quick rundown of how your journey kind of came to be. Were you stuck? Were you burned out? Or was it just this corporate merger totally flipped everything and you had to figure it out? So how did that journey come to be to get you where you are today?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, I'm a product of a corporate world. I was in the corporate world for about 25 years, and that was all I ever knew, was living in that corporate world. And I think that, and I don't know, maybe some of your audience have been in that situation as well, but, you know, I found myself going through my corporate life almost in autopilot. I didn't realize I was an autopilot, but it sort of kind of slumbered my way through it. I was very successful and I grew, you know, went up the corporate ladder and all that. So that wasn't the issue, but I was really not thinking about what I was doing in terms of my purpose. And I, you know, my focus was on achieving what the corporate companies that I worked for needed to achieve. And it, you know, I thought there was a contract there, and I think we all do. There's sort of a mutual contract between the companies and ourselves. And I realized because of a corporate merger and just some situations that happened that, you know what, they didn't have my back. You know, I had their back for many years, but I realized that, you know, that was not something that I could enjoy from them. So I determined that I was sort of at a mid-career stage or mid-life stage, not a crisis stage, but a mid-life stage. And I had really not thought about what's next. What happens if things around me crumble? And I just had not even considered a plan B for my life. And sure enough, you know, things happen in corporations, and there was a merger, and in that merger there were frictions of workforce and resources, and I felt myself caught up in that and realized that I was no longer in a safe place. I was a working, worried person. I knew I couldn't retire. I wasn't there financially. So I had a lot of years that I could contribute, but I just didn't think that that I wanted to put my hands in somebody else's hands for the rest of my life. So that's my journey in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, very inspiring. I mean, I know a lot of people can relate, even if they've never been in the corporate world, but I know a lot of business owners out there who were in the corporate world, which kind of drove them to starting their own business. I was one of them. And I was on autopilot, and I was only doing it for a very short period of time, 3 years, but I was in Chicago watching so many people do the exact same thing on autopilot. They'd shuffle out of their house, get onto the subway, like with that zombie look, get in the train, get off the train, walk into work. And it was like, they could do that in their sleep. So I really, you know, that really does hit home to me when you said you felt like you're on autopilot, even though you were successful in climbing the ladder, you know, just like you weren't really providing any value. You were just on autopilot. And what you found out and what I saw happen even in the corporate world was, yeah, I saw so many people so committed to that company. They've been there for 20, 25 years. And then the recession happened for us in the finance world, 2008. And yeah, it was like, oh, well, thanks for all your service, but we got to let you go because there's someone that'll do your job cheaper or do two people's jobs. And I was fortunate to be one of those people that they had just hired. So it was like, well, this guy's making like one third of what you're making. So thanks, but got to go. So, you know, that was really kind of the final straw for me. It's just like, wow, like these people put everything into this company and just like that. And obviously the company can't control all of that, but it was pretty cold in my opinion. So
well, you're younger than me and you're smarter than me. It took me a long time to figure that out, and you did it really quickly.
Yeah. I tell everybody it was probably a blessing for me that the recession did happen, just so that it really did smack me in the face. So, you know, if things were good and pay raises are happening, promotions are happening, maybe I would have stayed there a lot longer. I don't really know. So let's really dive into that. So it took you to this point, and now you were that working, worried person. And basically, you help all those people out there with this shift that you have kind of come up with, that you realized helped you and does help a lot of other people. So what is your 5-shift principle, and how can our listeners kind of take that and run with it?
Sure. Well, I wrote a book that was published in August, so it's fairly new out on the market. It is called Shift. And let me show you the picture of it, just so that if anybody wants to.
Awesome. Get,
that's what it looks like. You can get it on Amazon, and you can get it in any bookstore in the country. If they don't have it, they can order it for you. So Shift is really, the book is a story, business story. And it is a character, and he's a mid-career kind of character who is trying to figure his way through. And he runs across some very common things that most of people who are in corporate world would run across. And his job became on the line. And so he went through this journey of trying to figure out exactly what he needs to do. And so in that journey, he learns these 5-shift principles from this unlikely character that he encounters. I wrote it in a story format rather than just a, you know, here's 5 tips or here's 5 principles, because I think people relate to stories. And I think if you've gone through a corporate world or if you're starting your business, you'll can see yourself more in the story and the characters around you and learn more, I think, that way. So that's the way I wrote it. So SHIFT is an acronym that stands for 5 things. The S stands for seek advice. And the seeking advice is about surrounding yourself with the right kind of people to help you succeed. I think the analogy would be that Jesus had his 12 disciples. You know, Robin Hood had his merry men. The president has his cabinet. You know, Bill Gates has his people around him to surround him, and we all need people surrounding us to help us get to that next place in life. And, you know, there's no such thing as a self-made man or woman, right? We'd like to think that we are, but it's not true. We really have to have those people surrounding us to help us achieve what we need to achieve. So there's five principles, and I kind of went right into the first one, but these five principles are sort of working together can help you go from where you are to where you want to be with purpose and more clarity. So, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, the second one is in shift is the H, and it is for honor your past. And the idea around honoring your past is that, you know, we all have baggage, especially if we're our age. You know, we've been carrying baggage for a long time. Some of it's baggage full of successes. Some of it's baggage full of challenges and setbacks. So what we work with and our people and what this principle is about is really going back and looking at opening up the bags, kind of figuring out what's in them, what's in your past that you can carry forward and you should carry forward for a future success. And what are some of those challenges or setbacks that you may have had that you want to either set aside, you know, if it's causing you some problems with self-confidence or some of those things, you just need to get rid of the bags. But before you do, you might open them up and look at those as well, because in every setback and every failure that we might have had in our life, you can kind of break it open and find nuggets of success and learning that you can take and move forward. And I know you say that what got you where you are is not going to get you where you're going. And I do understand that. I agree with that. But I think there are nuggets of things in your past that you can reapply, reimagine for something in the future. So just it's a matter of investigating and really learning and understanding what you had in your past that can move you forward. So that is honor your past. So the third one is investigate the options. I know that you live in Raleigh, and if you wanted to go to Charlotte, you would take I-85, right?
You would probably take I-40 West.
Oh, I-40 West. Okay, well, that's very cool. So go I-40 West. And when you got to Greensboro, the road was closed for whatever reason, a big wreck or whatever, you wouldn't say to yourself, okay, I guess I'm stuck. I'm going to just go turn around and go back home, right? No, you would. You'd pull out your Waze or your whatever navigation system you'd have, and you'd figure out ways to get around the roadblock in order to get where you want to go. But it's the same thing in life. I think a lot of us, especially if we're small business, we kind of head down this road, we have a plan, and when we hit a barrier, we kind of get stuck, and then we get stopped. And sometimes we give up. And so I think that the idea around this principle, investigating your options, is that there's more than one way to get to where you're trying to achieve in business and in life. So if you're kind of going down a path, you usually go down the easy and the straightest path. You get stuck there. You need to have a plan and figure out all the other paths that help you get to where you want to go. And so that's part of what we teach in our mastermind and in the book and what the principle is about. It's about really figuring out how to get where you want to go, need to go, but finding the different paths to get there so that you never find yourself without a plan B and being stuck somewhere where you don't want to be stuck. So the F stands for is for focus on your purpose. And I know there's a lot about, you know, purpose and focusing on your purpose and the all that kind of stuff. It's a lot in the market about that. Our idea around this is that your purpose doesn't have to be just this huge sort of global universal purpose. You know, if you're a small businessman, your purpose is to please your client and take care of your family, right? So I think we try to stress that your purpose is something that's really personal and it's something that's achievable. It's not so big that it's daunting to you. And the second thing we teach is that you need to have a who with your why. So if you've got a purpose and you're kind of heading down a road to try to fulfill your own purpose and it doesn't include somebody else, then it's probably going to be a shallow sort of victory for you at the end. So really you need to have somebody or something that is important to you that goes with your why. So that's kind of that principle in a nutshell. And then the other one, the last one, is the most important one really, because if you don't do this last one, the rest of them don't matter at all. And that is take ownership. That is about, you know, owning what you're doing, taking responsibility for it, not blaming others when things go wrong, own the process, own the decisions, own the outcome. And I think for many of us, especially if you came from a corporate world, you never had true ownership of it, you know, and you didn't have that sort of burden and that responsibility. But as a small businessman, you do have that responsibility and that burden. And so it's sort of take ownership, own it, make it all yours, and succeed with it because you're determined to do that. And that, of course, leads to teaching about a lot about persistence and resilience. And so that's part of that teaching, that principle. That's it.
Awesome. Well, there you guys go. That is the five shifts. Seek advice, honor your past, investigate the options, focus on your purpose, and then take ownership. And what I took away from it is your analogy of if you're driving from Raleigh to Charlotte. I use the roadmap, and we're going on a road trip a lot with the business analogy, but I've never thought of it in that context of if I got halfway there and I came into a roadblock, I wouldn't just turn around like, well, I guess I'm not going to Charlotte. But I know so many business owners and so many people in their careers, just like, well, that didn't work the first time I tried it, so I guess I'm going to stop and go do something else. I think it's a really good analogy. Super simple, but you know, whenever you are going somewhere and you got that goal, if you run into a roadblock or the road's closed or there's a detour, you don't just turn around and quit. You actually, you know, like you said, pull out your resources and how can I still get there? Well, there's probably 1,000 different ways, but you got to at least take another chance in order to have that ability to get there. So those are the five shifts, and we will link up at the end of the show how to get your hands on one of those books as well. I do love the concept of the story. Two of my favorite, all-time favorite business books are The Go-Giver and Built to Sell, both kind of based on the story as well. Yeah. So well done there for looking out for the readers as well. Let's kind of move into what you really help people with now. Okay, so we got those five principles, but now they're actually trying to make that shift. They're trying to make that pivot. There's a lot of transitions in life, in business, in our careers, in our families. So, you know, what are some of the big life transition that you see everyone goes through that they might not even realize it until it's too late? So how do you, one, pinpoint that, and then how do you help them master that?
Sure. Well, there are, you know, I've identified four sort of transitions that happen in life. I'm going to give a cheat sheet here besides say them correctly, but four life transitions that we all go through. The first one I'll call a life stage transition. And those are sort of the transitions that are more institutional, societal, you know, going from dating to getting married, from no kids to kids, from school to career to, you know, all those sort of things that we know and we expect. Those are kind of the shifts that we can see around us. So we have lots of examples about how to do it correctly and examples about how it's not done correctly. And there's sort of a lot of expectations and societal sort of norms around those. So that's one transition. Another transition is called unexpected shifts. And those are shifts that are unexpected. You didn't see them coming. They may be good or they may be bad. You have full control over those shifts. So an example might be, Paul, that you were offered a national television show that was going to be broadcast out of New York and came to you quite unexpectedly. It's a great opportunity for you, but you have to make a choice, right? Do I want to do it? Do I want to move to New York? You know, is it something my family and I, you know, want to go for? You have full control over it, unexpected, and that's the second kind of unexpected shift. The third one is a forced shift. That would be like losing a job. That would be something you didn't see coming. Maybe you saw it coming, but you have no control over what that shift is. It's just something that's going to happen to you. And there's, you know, obviously you have to respond to it and you have to move on beyond it, but that's a whole different challenge than if it's a shift that is an unexpected shift that could be good or bad. And then the last one that I'd like to talk about is a shift that is sort of a devastating shift. It's sort of that life-changing shift, again, that you have no control over. But you have to kind of figure out how to build a life beyond that. And that would be if your spouse died or if you're, you know, could have go into bankruptcy or some sort of gigantic life change that takes you from where you are that you can't stay at, you can never go back, but you have to move forward with. So those are sort of four life stages that we all go through. And I think identifying those and knowing that those are there, helps. So when you hit one, you're thinking, oh, okay, well, this is what this is. This is an unexpected shift. I didn't see it coming, but now I have a choice and I can make that choice and do what I need to do to move forward. So status quo is not an option. You know, life doesn't work that way. Things move on all the time. And that's part of what we have to do is be prepared to move on along with it, but be informed. So we know exactly the best way to move forward.
So let's focus on that. I mean, the unexpected shifts, because our listeners, right, they're probably either business owners or they're thinking about starting a business. And there's a lot of things in life, as you have just noted, are unexpected. You know, we lose a big client. We lost a piece of equipment. A really good employee screwed up and we had to get rid of them, or a really good employee left. We can't predict them. They're unexpected. But how do you help people work through that and not let that be a deterrent to get to where they really want to go? So like, how do you actually say, okay, sit down with them and go make that happen?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it depends on what the situation is. And I would just say in general that you have to keep things in perspective, that there's a season for everything. Shit happens all the time. So let me make sure I pronounce that correctly. And you just have to be able to step back from it and understand it for what it is, and then understand how to move it forward and how to move around it. So, I don't know, take the example of an employee quitting, I think is one of your examples. And if that was a vital employee, you have to step back and you have to think, okay, first of all, is that something that I can recover from? And of course you can. But the second would be sort of what did that guy bring or woman bring to the table that I need to make sure that I can replace? And what did maybe they didn't bring to the table that I need to add to? So I think it's just really stepping back and looking at the situation, trying to be as objective and unemotional as you can about it. I think that's what happens to a lot of us in business, is that something happens unexpected and it feels like our world is crashing around us. And really, it's a matter of stepping back, putting it into a proper perspective, and then figuring out how to move forward with it.
Well said. So kind of playing off that, the next step is, okay, maybe that was considered a failure. Maybe that employee left because we failed to provide something, or we never took the time to sit down with them and actually realize what their goals were, or just show them that we really did, you know, appreciate and recognize them. So we'll consider that a failure. So how can we turn that past failure, because now we've moved past that and we realize it wasn't terrible, but we don't want it to happen again. So how can we turn that past failure into future success and actually leverage that as a great moment in hindsight?
Yeah. And I think that goes back to honoring your past. So I think you have to step back and you have to really look very objectively about the situation. So if you had an employee leave and he left because of something that was, you know, not satisfying for him, it's a matter of being stepping back and figuring out, okay, what was it during that situation or in that employment situation that we're responsible for, that we need to look at, that we need to learn from, and just, you know, making a determined effort not to let that happen again, or to mitigate those situations moving forward. I think the whole thing about it is really stepping back and investigating. I think we, in business, we're working in the business instead of on the business, and sometimes that gets us into the weeds, and we have a hard time kind of stepping back and seeing what is happening around us that's causing either the challenges or the opportunities. So I think it's a matter of being able to step back, and I think it's a matter of also having a good inner circle, people who are around you who you can go to and say, okay, here's what the situation is. I'm not sure that I see it correctly because I'm maybe too close to it. Help me out. Help me figure out exactly what's going on and help me figure out a way forward with it. I think it takes a lot of humility to do that, to kind of go back and break and open those past challenges and failures. Because most of that we don't want to have to revisit, right? But it's very important and necessary for us to be able to crack open those things and investigate all the little nuggets within them that made them what they were. Find out what is the little nugget that you didn't, you know, that was good about it. Because there's always good in failure, right? So failure has to happen in order for success to happen. So being able to kind of go back and looking at what those little nuggets of successes were, that you can pull those little learnings that you can pull forward. You'll have new employees. You'll have new challenges. You'll have new opportunities. And unless you kind of look back and kind of examine those and in a very objective way, you won't be able to really fulfill all that you can fulfill in the future.
Well said. And I really like how you tie all those five principles into responding to these questions too. So, I mean, just kind of to recap that for everybody listening, leveraging those five shifts: seek advice, honor the past, investigate the options, focus on your purpose, and then take ownership. whenever these events come up, whether they're expected or unexpected, kind of going back to that and saying, okay, how can I use these to make it through, learn from it, and improve? You obviously did really good job of answering those questions. So I want to kind of bring it back into your ideal view of ultimate freedom at this point, because you said your ideal view of freedom is obviously one, having some money in the pocket. Money is not an evil thing. It's nice to have that comfort and peace of mind that you don't have to worry about food and lights and shelter and all that good stuff. But then working with people with potential that you really enjoy working with. And I know a lot of business owners out there get stuck by just saying yes to everything. And you had just mentioned, you're listening to one of my most recent podcasts, of being able to put up those boundaries of just saying, hey, you're not my ideal client. Because when we start our business, we say yes to everything. It's like, I got to get money. I got to get clients. I got to get traction. I got to get that momentum. So how are you able to maintain that, you know, ultimate freedom and say no to people that just aren't a great fit for you and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I'll tell you, that is the hardest lesson and one that I will probably try to learn the rest of my life, because I'm a small businessman too, right? So I get opportunities that come to me all the time. I did a podcast recently about, not a podcast, I'm sorry, a video recently on Facebook and LinkedIn that talked about this. It was, when is an opportunity and when is it a distraction? And I think you spoke about that the other day. And sometimes still I will take opportunities because I need the money or I need to, you know, whatever, for whatever reason. And I'll kick myself every time when I realize that I shouldn't have done it, because what it actually is doing is taking away from what I'm supposed to be doing and distracting me. Now, why do I do that? Sometimes it's because I, you know, subconsciously, maybe I want to be distracted, right? I'm not wanting to face something I need to face. So this is just an easy distraction for me to take. But I think that is absolutely critical, is, you know, is to be true to yourself. And that's really, again, shift principles. That is about the why. You know, if you know your why and you're really settled on that, and you know what your purpose is and what you're trying to achieve, it's much easier to turn away those things that are distracting rather than opportunities. So that's it. That's it for me, basically. I will tell you, it's happened to me recently, and it kind of stung a little bit, in that I was building a house, and so I was interviewing builders, and I had a plan. It was going to be really a fantastic house, and I thought a great opportunity for anybody who would want to be a part of building it. Right? I had a great, great plan. And I went to this one couple who were builders. They built some really great stuff. I showed them my architectural drawing. I said, this is what I want to do. I'm talking with you because I think you're somebody who really could do a great job. And they turned me down. And I was crushed. I thought, what's wrong with me? You know? But I realized, you know, they were small businessmen. I sent them a note. I said, hey, I understand. I'm a small businessman. I understand how hard it is to turn away business, especially when somebody is really wanting to be, you know, enthusiastic about you working with them. So I respect that you did, and I don't know why you did, you know, probably for very good reasons for yourself, but I just want to let you know that I respected it, because it's a hard thing to do. So I think that's the mindset to have.
It is very hard to do, but I really like your idea of looking at everything as a distraction or an opportunity. And like you said, I think our subconscious mind, we like to put off things when we don't really want to do them. So any distraction is like, oh, I'll go do that. I'll still feel productive, but I'm really not getting towards my why, which I think is so important, as you have noted. So that way we do kind of have that, you know, that's our end goal. That's our why. That's our vision. And if something's not pulling me towards that, I probably should say no, even if it's really hard to say no. I know for me personally, I would say yes to things just because I know I can do it. And it's like, it's more of a, I don't know if it's an ego thing, but it's like, I know I can do it. So I really want to go do it just to prove that I can do it. Sure. Even though I shouldn't be doing it, because I already got enough things to keep me busy, and it's probably pulling me away and being a distraction. So really good insight and advice for anybody out there listening. So with that being said, what is next for John for Shift? Any good, exciting things that we should have on our radar to be expecting?
Well, a couple of things is the Shift principles. They're kind of laid out right now in a business format, but these principles are really kind of universal. So we're looking forward ahead. We're writing a couple of new books that will be using these Shift principles, but in different applications. So Shift principles for financial success may be one. Shift principles for corporate leadership might be one. So we're going to be expanding the Shift principles idea into different areas, and have a mastermind that we're starting up right now. So if any of your members would like to be a part of that mastermind, I've got some information for them on that. And I do one-on-one coaching as well. So if a mastermind's not your thing, but you need somebody to kind of walk alongside you to help you figure out what that next shift in your life is and to master it in the way that it's going to, you know, move you forward with success and purpose, then I'm your guy for that.
Awesome. Well, definitely excited to watch your continued growth. Thanks again for coming on the show today, sharing your journey and providing all that actionable advice for our listeners. But before we let you go, give our listeners just one parting piece of advice to help them get to that next level in their pursuit of ultimate freedom.
I would say one thing was it's never too late. I know a lot of people in mid-career think, is my time past? Can I still achieve what I need to achieve? And I just say to you, it's never too late. Today is the day that you can make that decision to make the rest of your life successful and with purpose. So that would be it. And I wish all your audience the best success in doing that.
Well said. It is never too late. I tell everybody the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but the second best time is now. So if you guys are on the fence of doing something, just go do it. You will regret not doing it more than you'll regret doing it. John Hinkle, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to impart some of your knowledge, wisdom, and enthusiasm to our community. Hopefully this helps everyone out there get one step closer to achieving that ultimate freedom in their business and in life. But before we sign off, where can our listeners go to keep in touch with you, learn about your mastermind, learn about all the stuff that you got going on?
Great. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for offering that. So they can go to www.shiftprinciples.com. That's our website. But we created a landing page just for your audience. So if they would like to learn more about masterminds or one-on-one coaching or to get a book free with autographed book from us, we'll send it to you. So that is www.shiftprinciples.com/freedom.
Awesome. We'll definitely link that up if you guys don't have time to remember it, but it's super easy. shiftprinciples.com/freedom. John, thanks again for coming on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
Thank you so much. For all our listeners out there, if you did enjoy the episode and you're not subscribed, just do me a super quick favor. Hit that subscribe button, set it and forget it, and you can receive all the future episodes without having to think about it. Thank you so much to everyone who does do this. It helps me know that you're listening so I can keep putting on the show and, most importantly, bringing on great guests like John. But until next time, remember, what got you here won't get you there, but as what John said, don't forget the past, honor that past. Thanks again. Get started and make it happen.
Thanks a lot for listening to this episode of the Business Owner's Freedom Formula Show with your host, Paul Maskell. Go online, paulmaskell.com, for more great content and information. On facebook.com/businessfreedomformula, and you can tweet Paul anytime, @PaulMaskell. We'll catch you next time on the Business Owner's Freedom Formula Show.